I was talking about indirect benefits of vaccination in a area regional control model where it appears that that vaccination can reduce the amount of PRRS virus in an area, which would reduce risk of infection. That's something we think happens as we go forward. It will be helpful to measure this and see how much the contribution actually is made. The second area is there's evidence that mass vaccination in a herd will allow you to drive out some viruses so that you reduce the number of PRRS virus types you have in a herd. There's evidence that the fewer kinds of viruses you have in a herd, the easier it is to maintain PRRS control. So that would be a second indirect benefit. The other part of the presentation had to do with basically limitations of diagnostics, so that it's a caution to the audience that as you start to eliminate PRRS from a region, you will run into situations where the diagnostic sampling and assays are simply not good enough to tell you what a true zero is. So you should expect situations where you will miss presence of infection that may allow outbreaks.
It sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it sounds like you're basically telling the group, you know, don't assume that you've got it cleared out and you don't have to vaccinate and go through all these precautions. You've got to get the vaccinations in there.
I'm not. The message was a more general one. It wasn't specifically directed towards vaccines, but it was the general message was that you need to understand the strengths and limitations of your tools in order to use them the best way possible.